So I don't remember which psychiatrist this was, but one of the psychiatrists or other people who wrote extensively about the Holocaust, it was either Erich Fromm or Viktor Frankl or Robert J. Lifton, I think, said that the fact that humans could adapt to living in concentration camps sort of shows a major flaw in human evolution, in that humans, we know, are highly adaptive. You know, there are many creatures who are old growth dependent, who cannot survive outside of this or that particular condition. But humans, even prior to modernity, show that they could adapt to living in tropics, in polar conditions, in deserts, in forests, in grasslands. And so they're already a highly adaptable species, but modernity has shown that we are even more adaptable than we thought. And his basic point was, if we can adapt to living in a concentration camp, maybe evolution made it so we can adapt to things that are not good for us. And that was his primary point. And his point beyond that, the implication that he was getting at, is that we adapt to a lot of things that we don't, that aren't good for us. Like I've mentioned before, that when I was in my early 20s, late teens, early 20s, I had this sort of hobby of asking people if they liked their jobs. About 90% said no. And what does it mean when the vast majority of people spend the vast majority of their waking hours doing things they don't want to do? What does it mean when we've adapted ourselves to a system where most people aren't particularly happy? What does it mean when we've adapted ourselves to a system that is inimical to life on Earth, that is incompatible with life on Earth, that is hostile to life on Earth, that is actively destroying life on Earth? What does it mean when we've adapted ourselves to that system and come to most people cherish that system more than they cherish life on Earth? What does that mean? Well, it means that we have come to rely on the system more than on life itself, or we've come to perceive ourselves as relying on the system more than life itself, and that's why we pretend that we cherish it. But the point is really simple, that, and I'm sure that many of us have done this in our individual lives too, that have you ever been in a relationship that was either capital A abusive or just not a good relationship? It was an unhealthy relationship. If so, can you follow the processes of how you adapted to that relationship? Of how you, well, here's a very small example. Back in my 30s, I dated someone who was extremely jealous. And I remember one time we were at an Olive Garden of all places, and early in the relationship, and when I ordered, I looked up at the waitress, the female server, and made my order. And then later that evening, I got yelled at for having made eye contact with a waitress. So what did I do? When we went out to dinner after that, I wouldn't make eye contact if the server was female. I adapted to the relationship instead of going, this is not okay. And that's just what we do. We adapt step by step until we find ourselves in a situation that is far less than ideal. And while that may be regrettable and unfortunate on a personal level, on a planet-murdering scale, it is completely unforgivable.